From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's delayed rejection of the white supremacists behind the deadly car attack in Charlottesville, Virginia, apparently has not calmed the outrage over his response. Trump's motorcade took an alternative route as he arrived home in New York Monday night, avoiding a chorus of boos and chants of "Not my president." The crowd seemed unmoved by Trump calling out the white extremist groups by name just hours earlier before leaving Washington. The driver accused of plowing his car into a crowd of counter-demonstrators at the white extremist rally in Charlottesville has been jailed without bond on multiple charges, including murder and malicious wounding. Cynthia Mance is a Charlottesville resident.
Oh, too little, too late, I feel. I think, you know, he's a president who cares about what his public image is, and right now, or as of today, he saw that his public image was being compromised by the feelings of people all over this country, and he felt he had to come through and say something that at least, you know, calmed the waters a little bit.
A resident of Charlottesville. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un Tuesday appeared to postpone a plan to fire missiles toward Guam. The move could help defuse the potential for imminent conflict and give new momentum to reported behind-the-scenes efforts to find a peaceful resolution to the nuclear crisis on the Korean Peninsula. President Donald Trump's harsh warning last week that the United States would respond to any North Korean threat with fire and fury set off a flurry of confrontational rhetoric. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson.
We continue to be interested in finding a way to get to dialogue, but that's up to him.
VOA News. At least 300 people are confirmed dead a day after mudslides and heavy flooding struck Freetown, the capital of Sierra Leone. Authorities say they expect the death toll to rise as search teams, military personnel, and distraught relatives continue digging through the mud, looking for people buried or swept away in the disaster. Kelvin Lewis, a reporter for VOA's English to Africa service, said the searchers have little hope of finding more survivors. Lewis said a Freetown mortuary he visited is overwhelmed. Lewis said relatives have identified and taken away some of the dead. He said the chief pathologist is recommending the rest be buried in mass graves because the mortuary needs to make room for more bodies. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said Tuesday his country prefers abiding by the 2015 international agreement on its nuclear program, but that if the United States continues threats and sanctions, then Iran could quickly revitalize its nuclear activity. Speaking to members of parliament in a televised address, Rouhani said the U.S. is not a good partner. He said if they, the U.S. administration, are willing to repeat previous experiences, Iran will certainly, within a short period, not on a scale of weeks or months, but on a scale of hours and days, will return to a much more advanced position than when the talks started. Iran objects to new sanctions President Trump signed earlier this month against people involved with Iran's ballistic missile program and its Revolutionary Guard, which came in response to Iranian ballistic missile tests. The two countries each say the other's actions violate the spirit of the nuclear agreement. The former number two leader of al-Shabaab says he's quit the Somalia-based militant group. Mukhtar Rabo, also known as Abu Mansour, made the announcement to journalists at a Mogadishu hotel on Tuesday. He said he left the group because of differences with other al-Shabaab leaders. The former al-Shabaab official indicated he's holding talks with the Somali government. Rabo surrendered to the Somali government on Sunday in the Bakool region after several days of heavy fighting between his militia and al-Shabaab fighters. He said al-Shabaab wanted to kill him. Reuters is reporting that Zimbabwean First Lady Grace Mugabe has returned to the country. Meanwhile, South African police and her lawyers have been negotiating terms to turn herself in to face charges of assaulting a young woman at a luxury Johannesburg hotel. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.